I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking the moment for your time, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own.
Oh,
The sudden death of Prince has once again brought us together to hear music, to salute a legendary artist, to take stock of an extraordinary life under the worst circumstances. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to get through this thing called life. But that's what music does for us. And so for the hour, let the music of Prince guide the way.
We'll be right back. 6 feet. I met her in a hotel lobby, never signed even with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki cry. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out, and Nikki started to cry. Castle started spinning, oh, maybe it was my brain. I can't tell you what you did. But she'll sound up, sound up, show you how to grind. Woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over and all I found was phone number on the stairs. It said, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you want to grind.
Now.
The great Tom Jones with The Art of Noise, and one of his career highlights, truly, his version of Prince's Kiss. Before that, the Foo Fighters, doing one of a couple of Prince songs in their occasional repertoire. They've recorded Purple Rain, and also the lesser known, but probably more controversial song, Darling Nikki, which started a movement thanks to Tipper Gore discovering her kids listening to it and being outraged at the promiscuous lyrics. It prompted her to bring legislation to the table about the stickering of records regarding their lyrical content, one of many changes that would happen in the 80s, the era that was very much defined by Prince, along with Michael Jackson, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, the true superstars of that era, and then all that would follow in dance and hip-hop music, and then in the rebirth of hard rock, heavy metal, punk, all put together in the new package of grunge. And, well, that's the story of the last 25 or 30 years, Prince a dominant force through all of it. And an artist who was so bursting with talent as a songwriter that he could afford to give him away.
Chaka, 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 gone. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me feel for you, Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do, do you feel for me the way I feel for you, Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do, I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too, and let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka, cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka, I make it more than just a physical dream, I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream, let me rock it, rock it.
For you.
The Vital Experience, remembering Prince Rogers Nelson, songwriter of impressive credits in the examples, very famous ones that we just heard of, Sinead O'Connor doing Nothing Compares to You, The Bangles, and Manic Monday. And what of the Prince catalog, the recordings that he fought for years to get back from Warner Brothers Records and won, with two ex-wives and no surviving children and no clear beneficiary? A very interesting and large pile of potential cash sits on the table. One of many head-scratching things in the aftermath of the sudden passing of the artist formerly known as Prince and now formerly Prince passed away at age 57 after a busy schedule, which had him making a number of public appearances, including concerts and even shopping on Record Store Day last Saturday. Prince in Better Times, and one of his brightest and most optimistic songs, stretched out into a luxurious 12-inch mix for Raspberry Beret. All Prince, all vinyl on The Vinyl Experience.
Judgment Day. The sky was all purple, there was people running everywhere. Tried to run from my destruction, you know I didn't even care. AC 2000 Party over. Life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. The war is all around us, my mindset prepared to fight. So if I gotta die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight. Yeah, yeah, to AC 2000, it's out of time.
You could fill all of Paisley Park with the many clever cover versions of Prince songs. There were so many to seek out, many that we'll want to hear in the aftermath of his sudden passing. But that one is particularly engaging because of its use of accordion to put across the famous riff for 1999, Sean Mullins on the Vinyl Experience. And Incubus going crazy on this very faithful remake.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you something else, the afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much time you have left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own.
And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy.
Punch a higher floor.
Hey.
Tracy died soon after a long fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear, I guess he's better off than he was before. A whole lot better off than the fools he left here. Used to cry for Tracy, cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. I used to cry for Tracy, cause I want to see him again. But sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. And all good things they say never last. Springtime was always my favorite time of year. Time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, afraid to die, unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized no one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Sometimes we wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. But all good things they say never last.
And that's the vinyl experience. Prince, and in a way his own epitaph, in the song Sometimes It Snows in April, one of many hard lessons that we're learning in this year of 2016. More vinyl experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM. Four vinyl channels to experience, curated by yours truly on iHeartRadio. The Vinyl Experience, Vinyl Classic Rock, Vinyl Jazz, and Vinyl Standards, spinning 24/7. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.